Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to cut taxes for businesses to make them competitive, and we're going to cut taxes for the American people, especially low and middle income families.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. It's a present still partially unwrapped, but certainly the people who will be most happy about the much-anticipated Trump administration tax cut know who they are at this point after today's formal announcements. Billed as the biggest tax cut in history, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, along with National Economic Director Gary Cohn, made the presentation earlier today.
Under the Trump plan, we will have a massive tax cut for businesses and massive tax reform and simplification.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick assesses whether it can pass Congress and has more on today's unveiling.
A tax cut was a major promise from President Trump when he was a candidate. And with Republicans in control on Capitol Hill, now is the time to go for it. Republicans are all in on the idea of major tax reform. Along with repealing Obamacare, though, it was the thing they planned to get done fast before the summer. Well, those plans have slowed down, and like with health care, getting Republicans to agree among themselves on what trillions in tax cuts should look like is not going to be easy. The centerpiece of the president's outline is a massive tax cut in corporate rates from 35% down to 15%. The idea here is to make the U.S. more competitive with countries where taxes are lower. Now, many corporations don't pay that 35% anyway because of loopholes and tax breaks, and Trump says he wants to close a lot of those too. The plan would also let more small businesses and non-corporate business entities get in on that low 15% rate. For individuals, it's less generous. Trump wants to collapse the current 7 income tax brackets down to 3. It's not clear yet what the income levels for those brackets are. The plan also gets rid of almost all itemized deductions except the mortgage interest deduction and the write-off for charitable contributions. It's also unclear whether the amount you can write off for those charitable contributions would stay the same or go down. The standard income deduction could go up. That would give middle-class families a tax break. Now, Democrats are unlikely to get on board with any of this plan, and Republicans are excited about the first chance in decades to rewrite the tax code and cut rates, especially at the top of the income scale. But Trump's proposal today is just that, an opening bid. It's Congress that has to cook up a policy. And that is hard. For starters, that 15% corporate rate, it's estimated to cost the federal government more than $2 trillion over 10 years. Even when you factor in economic growth, it's still a potential trillion-dollar hole in the deficit. And the estate tax, as Republicans want, and that hole gets even deeper. Some estimates have the total cost of the plan at $4 trillion. Here's Senator Ron Wyden. He's a Democrat from Oregon and a member of the Tax Writing Finance Committee.
Responsible bipartisan tax reform will generate growth and revenue, but it's not going to be fantasy numbers. It is not going to be fantasy revenue.
And Senate rules can make this job really hard, too. A procedure called budget reconciliation lets Republicans pass the tax plan with just 50 votes. No Democrats needed. But those same rules don't allow you to increase the deficit after 10 years. And that means that a huge corporate rate cut might have to sunset after just a decade. Companies hate that. Their lobbyists hate it. And so does House Speaker Paul Ryan. His top tax aide the other day called the idea of a 15% rate that isn't permanent a magic unicorn flying around. He said it can't be done. Most Republicans do believe tax cuts spur the economy enough to make up for the lost revenue, digging that deficit hole, even though most recent economic history shows otherwise. Here's Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, a Republican, also on the Finance Committee.
Growth is the answer to getting that number down. So I don't want us to have a suboptimal tax reform because we think we have to be revenue neutral.
There's where this fight is headed. Big deficits versus the big politics of a deep tax cut. No votes are expected in Congress until at least the fall. I'm Todd Zwillick in Washington for The Takeaway.